If you have your Bible, turn with us to Jeremiah chapter 3. Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 6. Amen. The Bible says, "The Lord said also unto me in the days of Josiah the king, Hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel hath done? She has gone up upon every high mountain and under every green tree, and there hath played the harlot. And I said, after she had done all these things, Turn thou unto me, but she returned not, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it. And I saw when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a bill of divorcement. Yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also. And it came to pass through the lightness of her whoredom that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and with stocks. And yet for all her this, her treacherous sister Judah hath not turned unto me with her whole heart, but feignly, saith the Lord. And the Lord said unto me, The backsliding Israel hath justified herself more treacherously than Judah. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, Return thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity that thou hast that transgressed against the Lord thy God and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Turn, O backslidden children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of the cities, two of a family, and will bring you to Zion. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." I want to preach just a little while tonight on this, if God will be my help, on this thought, that old backsliding heifer. Amen. That old backsliding heifer. Praise God. As we look at this, we see this here in the Word of God. And in the book of Jeremiah, we see it especially as it's mentioned. Now, I want to say this, that a backsliding is never mentioned in the New Testament. Amen? Because the Bible says, Paul said, we're not of those that turn back. Amen? We're not those that go back into perdition. But in the book of Jeremiah, the backsliding is mentioned 17 times in the Word of God, in the Old Testament. 13 times it's mentioned in the book of Jeremiah. Book of Jeremiah mentions it 13 times. You say, why did Jeremiah mention it so many times? Because he was dealing with a backslidden people. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hosea would say this in Hosea chapter 4 in verse 16. He said, "For Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer, and now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place." Amen. But he said, hey, listen, they're trying to go forward, and it seems like they just keep sliding back. Now, I've actually seen a backsliding heifer, amen. I was down at the farm one time, and there was an old drainage ditch, and the old heifer started to go up through that thing, and it was so muddy, she'd go a little ways, and she'd slide back. And she'd go a little ways, and she'd slide back, and she'd hit it with all she could, but she just kept sliding back. And anybody knows about cattle, they'll do that a few times, and then they'll just stand there and give up. Amen? And I'm afraid what happened so many times in the nation of Israel, praise God, they would backslide and then they would give up. Amen. And when they give up, then that's when God would come along. He'd say, all right, and now that you figured out you can't do this no more, you can't do it on your own, praise God, would you let me help you? Yeah. Ain't you glad we serve a gracious God like that? A God who loves us and cares for us and desires to help us. Amen. Even when they have an old backsliding heifer, praise God, it's bound and determined to do it their way. Amen. Ain't that what he tells us here, that they're bound and determined to do it their way? Amen. I want to say, praise God, I don't want to do it my way. I want to do it God's way. But I want to look for saying just a minute. We'll try not to be too long tonight. But I want to just give you some points tonight on backsliding. How do you know that you're a backsliding? How do you know when people around you are backsliding? How do you know when people are going in the wrong direction? Amen? You say, well, preacher, how do you? That's good. We need to know that, don't we? Wouldn't it be good to know when people around you is backsliding? Amen. So you can help them. So you can scotch them. But wouldn't it be even better to know when you're backsliding? Amen. When you're going the wrong direction, when you're not pressing forward. I want to say as a child of God, amen, we ought to be constantly pressing ahead for the cause of Christ, lifting up the name of Jesus. Bless His holy name. Because why? Because we can. But how do we know tonight when we're backsliding? Number one, when a backslider is one who had a zeal for God. Amen. You can tell a backslider who he is, a person that had a zeal for God at one time. You remember when you first got saved? Amen.
Amen.
Nobody remembers that but me.
Amen.
You remember when you? Do you remember when you first got saved? Is anybody saved? Amen. Now, Brother Kevin, you remember when you first got saved, how excited you was, praise God, and you wanted to tell people? Praise God, you ought to want to tell them now. Praise the Lord. But there's an excitement, there's a zeal. Where does that go? That shouldn't go away. Amen. I can remember, praise God, there was a time in my life, 1976, when I got saved, I wanted to call everybody I knew. Amen. I wanted to call aunt and uncles and tell them I got saved, praise God. And I knew they was lost. They could care less. But praise God, they was something. They was zeal in me. I wanted to tell everybody. Amen. That Jesus saved me. Praise God, I don't have to go to hell now. Jesus saved me.
Amen.
It was a burning desire, a zeal in me to tell everybody that I could think of that Jesus was my Savior. Amen. So how do you know that you're backslid? When that zeal fades away. Hello? That's where you were. But now you become cold. Kindly indifferent. Amen? A backslider have a zeal. It's one who had a zeal for God. But now you become cold. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 12. Said, and because iniquity shall abound as sinfulness. It's everywhere. Amen? Like those say, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Everywhere you look is sinfulness. Everywhere you look is ungodliness. It's everywhere. And he said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall what? Wax cold. Amen? You can tell that you're getting on the verge of backsliding. People around your backsliding when their love has grown cold. We see it in hearts and lives. We see it in families and homes. We see it in mamas and daddy. We see it in husbands and wives. That love has waxed cold because iniquity is everywhere. And we get so discouraged, we get so caught up, if we're careful, we backslide. We pull back. That zeal for God and godliness is gone. Amen. Never let your zeal go away. Amen. You say, preacher, how'd I get it? But Paul told Timothy, said, stir up that good thing. It's in you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes, praise God, Brother Rex, we just need to be stirred up.
Yes,
and if there's nobody around to stir us up, praise God, we just have to stir up ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. Get excited within yourself because there's a good God that loves you and saved you by His marvelous grace.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. But you know you're backsliding when your zeal for God's gone. I wonder how many of us, don't raise your hand, but I wonder how many of us used to have a real zeal for God, a real zeal for witnessing and worship and telling people about Jesus. And all of a sudden, you think about it now, you're sitting here this evening, and probably, that zeal's not like it used to be. Amen? Oh, me. It's a sign, praise God, we need to be careful that we don't get caught up in a backslidden condition. Because iniquity's coming up, iniquity's everywhere. Sinfulness is everywhere. But because it is, don't mean, praise God, that we have to accept it and be a part of it. But we have to stand strong and keep heralding the good news of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that we're victors, Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That we are winners. We're overcomers. We're better than the bad. Amen. Praise God. Bless His holy name.
Amen.
So we see that that zeal has gone. Now we've become cold. Not only is that zeal gone for God, but we've become cold. But it's one who was obedient to God's Word. Amen? A backslider is one who was obedient to God's Word. Amen? There's a time you walked right, you talked right, you acted right, you lived right. But things has come up in your life because iniquity, and because sinfulness, because things have come up. Praise God, and we've allowed it to become a part of our lives. Amen. And we've turned from God, and we've turned from godliness, and we've turned from His Word, and we're just living life, living large. Amen. Like we got good sense, we ain't got none. Amen? If we turn our back on God, the only one that can help us, and it's just, we might as well have our brains slapped out on a rock. Amen? Because the good Lord God of heaven's the only one that can give us that we need to be encouraged and encouragers. Amen? Praise God. But He said, when you've lost that zeal of God, He said, when you were obedient to the Lord, but no, now you're no longer, you've become indifferent toward God. Amen? Now, I ain't saying that you backslid, that you just completely disallowed the Word of God and went in your own direction. Amen? But we've kind of put it on the back burner. It's not as important as it used to be when I got saved. Well, I'll tell you this. When I first got saved, hey, it was a whole lot of things I didn't know I needed to do. Amen? Hey, I had a learning experience there, praise God, where God had to take His Word and show me those things that was right in those things. You young people, you're blessed. Because you've got people, Sunday school teachers, your pastor loves you and tells you what God says wrong, stay away from, praise God, and what God says is right to run to. Amen. And boy, you ought to rejoice in that because you have that. That old backsliding heifer, praise God, they don't care nothing about that. They turn away from God. They turn away from God, and they don't care. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad because of that zeal, because there's an obedience in her heart, praise God. God has a way of getting our attention to bring us to a place where we recognize His goodness in our lives. Amen. He said we was obedient to the Word of God, but now said we're given to worldliness. Amen. A time we walked right, circumspectly with God. Hello? Is anybody out there? Amen. We walked circumspectly with God. We've done our best to walk according to His Word. But worldliness has come in, and we begin to accept it as part of, you say, well, preacher, that's just a part of society. That's just the way it is. Yeah, that is the way it is, but that's not the way that we is. Amen. Praise God, we got to stay separate from that mess because they're... It'd make a maggot on a gut wagon puke what's happening in America. I read a thing the other day that a man, a so-called transgender, went into a women's bathroom in Wyoming and raped a little 10-year-old girl. Amen. And they say, oh, preacher, that won't happen. Guess what, newsflash? It's happening. Amen. But if we ain't careful, we'll come and get caught up in this worldliness and we'll say, you know what? We just got to go with the flow. Let me tell you, you go with the flow, you know where it'll take you? It'll take you down the river. Amen. It'll take you just as far away from God as the devil can get you. And it'll leave you there stranded. But if we ain't careful, now we used to obey the Word of God. Now we've given in to worldliness. Now we've given in. We allow sin. Amen? Now listen to me very carefully. If we ain't careful, we begin to allow sin in our lives. You say, preacher, you mean we get out and go committing sin? No. I didn't say that we go out and begin to commit sin. I say we begin to allow sin. Amen? Because we quit obeying the Word of God, we start taking everything saying, well, you know, that's okay as long as it's them. Amen? Well, who's supposed to stand against it? If it's wrong, if God says it's wrong, the church, God's people, is supposed to be separate, supposed to stand against that. You say, preacher, you mean we need to get out and protest? No, God never did that. I've never found nothing in here about protesting. But God said, we need to get on our face. He said, my people's called my name will pray and seek my face. Amen. Turn from their wicked ways. He said, then will I hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. Amen. God wants us to be praying about these situations. Praise the Lord. But that old backsliding heifer, praise God, you know what she says? She says, well, I'm just going to go with the flow. I'm going to allow that. Hey, it don't hurt me none. A newsflash for you. I got a little old three and a half year old granddaughter. Amen. And one of them perverts goes in, tries to go in the bathroom with her. One of us is going to be hurt. Amen. Praise God. We'll do business. Talk to the Lord about it later. Amen. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that ain't right for the pulpit. Praise God. That's truth. Amen. We got to stand for what's right. Praise God. And these little old youngins, amen, they don't have a say-so, but me and you do. And we need to stand, praise God, and stand for what's right and not allow this sin to come in. You know, begin to say it, it's okay. Who are we? We ain't God. We can't make up the things as we go along. We have to stand, praise God, and stand. If we don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything. I think we've come to the point and a place in America, amen, that we're falling for everything. They come out and say, well, this is the way it is. And say, well, okay. Amen. I will say, it ain't the way it is. God said that God created male and female. Male and female created He them. Amen. Reiterate it so there wouldn't be no mistaking in it. Amen. That He didn't make no mistakes, praise God. That's the way He created them. They choose to be something else because they get caught up in sin. But if we ain't careful, we become worldly and we partake in it. We allow that sin. We say it, it's okay. But it's not okay. You know what happens when we do that? It stops our spiritual growth. The church, the people, God's people, ain't going to grow when we're compromising with sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. It just won't work. There's no growth. It prevents fruitfulness. You know what we talked about this morning? That being fruit producers. Amen. If we're not producing fruit, praise God, we're backing up. And He said we're supposed to be producing fruit. Amen. For the glory of God. He expects us to do that. Not just a little, but a lot. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. He expects us to keep pressing forward, going in the right direction. Hey, there's no room to back up. Amen. He tells us in Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13 in verse 22. Well, let's go back to verse 20. He said, but he that receiveth the seed in the stony place is the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. And yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while, or endures for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the Word, amen, the Word of God, and by he is offended. Amen. He said the Word don't line up with the way the world is. Instead of coming out of the world, he just chunks the Word. Amen. When you do that, you're backing up. When you do that, you're making a grave mistake. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the Word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the Word, and he becometh, what? Unfruitful. Amen. But he said, that's not the way God designed me. He said he designed it for us to continuously be producing fruit. So he didn't ever intend for us to backslide and to go back. That's what that word means. It means to turn back or to turn around. Amen. And even some of them, they said, hey, Lord, I said, if you'd excuse me, I said, need to go back and bury the dead. He said, let the dead bury the dead. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, you just preach the gospel. Amen. You follow me. Praise the Lord. In Luke chapter 9, verse 62, he says, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Amen. He said, nobody that's got a hold of plow, nobody that's got on board with God, amen, been getting to plow that old gospel plow and looks back, amen, where he used to be. He said he ain't fit for the kingdom of God. Amen. There's nothing but heartache back there. There's nothing but sorrow. You say, well, preacher, I've lived a good life, a comfortable, well, praise the Lord. But it ain't heaven. Amen. Amen. Our life, your physical life is back there in heaven's ahead. We need to just plow and plow deep, praise God, and don't look back. Because when we look back, we get distracted. And he said that no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for for the kingdom of God. Amen? So he said we need to just keep looking forward. Amen? So it's not those that had a zeal for God, those that were obedient to the Word. But number three, he said, it was a backslider we know is one who had contact with Christ. Amen? A time when you had a connection with the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember a time when you had a good connection? Amen? A time when you could pray and seek His face, amen? And you know that that your prayers entered into the portals of glory? That you come before the throne of grace, amen? You come boldly because He told you you could, and He made provision. And praise God, you wasn't afraid of hells of fire, praise God. You just march on in, glory be to God, shouting the praises of God just because you could. Amen. That's the way you used to be. You had a contact. I want to say, praise God, tonight we've got a contact in heaven. He's come out of this world, praise God. He's the best thing that we could ever communicate with. You say, why, preacher? Because He has all the answers to everything, every situation, every problem we have, praise God. He has the answers. Why? Because He is the answer. Praise God. He is that help, praise the Lord. He said, that's the way we used to be. You remember when you used to have a close contact? You used to have a close line, a close relationship with the Lord? When Christ was on your side, you was on His, praise God, and you was teamed up and you was pulling together. What happened? But now, what's happened? We've become out of touch. We've lost touch. We've lost that connection. Amen? It's not there no more. We've lost it. Where did the Lord go? The Lord ain't gone nowhere. It's me and you that's lost contact. It's me and you that's lost that connection. Amen? Because we don't have a zeal. Because we're not obedient to His Word. Because we're not looking for the truth. And when you lose your zeal and you quit looking for truth, praise God, you'll get sidetracked. Amen? You'll get to a place where you won't be able to find that connection. Amen? Praise the Lord. You become barren. Amen? In your life, your spiritual life. You become withered. Kind of like that branch that just dries up because it's not part of the vine. It don't have that connection. Amen? That we mentioned this morning. If you don't have that connection, amen, you soon dry up and wither away. As He told us in John chapter 15, verse 6, about that limb, that branch that was withered. He said, if a man abide not in Me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gathered him, cast him into the fire, and they're burned. Amen. He said, without that connection to the Lord, we just wither up. That's what kills me about people. They'll say, that I'll talk to them and I invite them to church. They say, oh, preacher, I don't believe in organized religion. Amen. That's what they say. I don't believe in organized religion. I believe I can pray and talk to God at the house. Yeah, you can. But praise God, you'll dry up, wither up, and blow away. You try to do it at the house. Well, you try to do it all by yourself. Why? Because it's the Christianity and the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is meant to be something that's shared. It's not to be done in a closet, praise God. It's to be done in the open to communicate the Word of God, amen, to other people. So I know in my heart when they say that they're lost. They don't know Lord Jesus Christ. They have no zeal. They have no obedience. So they have no communication. They're just talking. They're just, you know what they're doing? They're telling me what they think I want to hear so that I'll go on down the road and I'll leave them alone. Amen. I'll tell them, I say, you know what? You need a church. You need that organism, that living organism of the church, praise God, to help you to grow. You need to become part of that living organism. Amen. See, we're not an organization. Amen. We're not a social club. We're a living organism in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. We're alive and well, praise God, and we're running in Him and Him in us. Why? Because we have that connection. I'm afraid a lot of people, I'm old backslidden, but they've lost that connection. Amen. And there's nothing there spiritually. They're good for nothing spiritually. As He talks about that man in John 15, 6. Praise God. They've lost that connection with the Lord. That's how you know when you backslid. You've lost the connection. Amen. And then there's those checks on consciousness. Amen. We talked on we preached Wednesday night on our conscience. Amen. Having a clear conscience. But our checks on consciousness, I believe they've been, we've thrown away that guiding force. Amen. That guiding force that used to be there to help us, that guiding compass that used to lead us through the rough seas. Amen. We've chunked it, we've put it aside, we figured out as Americans that we have a better system, that we have a better way, that maybe God don't really know what He's talking about. You say, preacher, how could anybody be that foolish? I don't know. Look around you. They're everywhere. Amen. Well, everybody trying to make it the best they can without God or godliness, without any godly influence. And they wonder why we're in such a mess. Tell you why we're in such a mess. We've lost that guiding compass of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have that help. Our ship has become shipwrecked. He tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 19. If I can find it right quick, let me read that to you. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 19. He said, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. Amen? Let me read that again. Having faith, or holding faith and a good, we need to be having faith. But he said, holding faith and a good conscience, which some have put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. He said, there's some saving faith, some holding faith, praise God, that we need. And some of us have put it away. We've got rid of that faith. And praise God, we've become shipwrecked. Our ship has run aground. Amen. On the rocks of sin, praise God, we've been compromised. Amen. Our ships have been compromised. We've run aground on those rocks of sin. We've run on that vast shore of worldliness, praise God. It's already there. It's always there. It's everywhere. And we're that ship. It's a sailing, praise God, in the vast shores of worldliness. And we're looking for a place that we can pull up in the vast shores of worldliness. Praise God, what we need is a safe harbor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We need to anchor in the safe harbor where Christ is, where He's recognized and realized, magnified and glorified. Bless His holy name. But we've come to a place in our Christian life, a backslidden person is one who was once happy to call himself a Christian. Amen. Once happy to say, you know what? I'm a child of King. I'm a child of Lord Jesus Christ. I'm a Christian. Amen. I remember when I got saved, praise God, I'd tell everybody, I said, praise God, I'm saved. Man. But you know, over time, if we ain't careful, that kind of goes away, doesn't it? That zeal, that complacency comes in. Amen. We begin to drift, amen, away from the Word. We begin to drift in that consciousness, that worldliness, if we ain't careful. Amen. It comes upon it, and the devil just pushes it in our face. It amazes me, the TV, the commercials on TV. When I was a kid, it would have been called porn. Amen. The commercials on TV now would have been porn when we were kids. It wouldn't have been allowed. The alcoholism, the drugism, the drug addiction and the things that we see, amen, wouldn't have been allowed on our television sets. Man, Desi and Lucy used to sleep in separate beds. Amen. Why? Because they was a decency. But we've lost our decency in the shores of worldliness. We forgot where our anchor, where our port is. Amen. We've got to have that safe port where we can pull in, praise God. And where there's no rocks to destroy, no rocks to tear up. Where no worldliness to have to deal with. Praise God. So we can come into a safe harbor. Praise God. We used to be happy to call ourselves Christians, but we're now. Now we're afraid to confess His name. Amen? Now we're afraid to mention the name of Jesus because we're afraid we might not be politically correct. Before I left Silverline, the last Christmas party I went to, they asked a fella to pray, and he prayed and never mentioned the name of Jesus. Amen? Did not close his prayer in Jesus' name. Because he didn't want to be, he wanted to be politically correct. He didn't want to offend no one. Amen. I wouldn't have cared if it hair-lipped the devil. If they had asked me to pray, I'd have prayed in Jesus' name. The magnificent name of my Savior and my Lord Jesus Christ. How can you pray at a Christmas party, recognizing Christmas season, praise God, and not pray in the name of Jesus? It blows my mind. But that's worldliness. If we aren't anchored, praise God, in the good God of glory, amen. But you know what happens? Those are the beginnings of backsliding. That's where we begin to slide back, to pull back. Amen? Instead of pressing forward with boldness. Amen? Like we could attack hell with a squirt gun and know that the Lord was on our side. Praise God. There to help us, deliver us. But amen, we used to be proud to call ourselves Christians. But now we've become ashamed. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. In verse 8, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8 says, "But be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor," Paul says, nor of me his prisoner, "but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." Amen. He said, don't be afraid of Jesus, praise God. Glorify His name. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, in verse 12, he said, "If we suffer, we shall also..." You say, "Well, preacher, I suffer persecution if I do that. If I lift up the name of Jesus, they'll certainly persecute me." He told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 12, said, "If we suffer, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He also will deny us." Amen. Praise God. I just suffer persecution with Him. If they put me down for lifting Him up, praise be to God. Bless His whole name. That's all right. It's okay. But the first thing that we see in getting into a backslid condition, as we'll back up from the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, His resurrection, His virgin birth, the blood He shed on Calvary, and we'll back away from it. Amen. That's the first signs of a backslidden church. That's the first signs of a backslidden people. Amen. When we back away from the truth of God. Amen. But a backslidden person is one who was once washed from the world's defilements. Amen. He was once, listen to me now, I'm just about finished. They was once that we came out of the world and we separated ourselves unto the Lord. But if we ain't careful, we'll let the old world and the worldliness begin to pull us back in. Just a little at a time. You say, well, preacher, a little bit won't hurt you. A little bit will defile your soul. The Bible says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Amen. And God says, "I'll be there to help you, because I wouldn't ask you to do something that I wouldn't help you to do." Amen. Praise God. But we'll say, you know, that we're washed, we're clean, we're free from defilement. But you know what we do now? We return to that old way. Amen. That's what backslidders do. They begin to turn back to that old way. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 22 said, "The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire." Amen? He said, that's what happens if we ain't careful. We get in a backslid condition and we go right back to that old junk we used to do. Amen? And it amazes me. Let me ask you a question. People that do that, if we go back to that old life we used to live and it didn't work out, Brother Chris, for us then, what makes us think it's going to work out for us now? Amen? You can't keep doing the same thing. You can't go back to doing the same thing and expect a different result. It don't work. Amen? It's the same old broken record. It's the same old wrong road. Praise God. But He said, what we do is we just stay with the Lord Jesus Christ. We keep trusting Him. Because He said, we're not of those that go back. We're not of those that turn around. We're not of those that let go of the plow. Amen. We keep plowing her for Jesus. Bless His holy name. Amen. Those backslide, that old backslidden heifer, praise God, she's going in the wrong direction. God's trying to get her attention. I can see this in my mind's eye. Jeremiah tells us in the Word of God, Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 21. And he says, "A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way." Amen. He said, in other words, they've taken a perverted way, a wrong way, an ungodly way, an ungodly stance. They do that, and they realize, they recognize that. And they have forgotten the Lord their God. You know what happens when backsliders start to backslide? You know what's happened? When we start to backslide a little bit, you know what's happened? We forgot to remember God. We forgot to remember, church, that the Lord's there with us to guide us and lead us and to help us even now, even in these situations, so that we can stand firm and we can stand on truth that we might prevail. But he said the voice was heard in the high place, weeping and supplications. That's where we have to come to. Have to come to a place of weeping and crying out to God and say, "Lord, please help me." But the Bible says in verse 22, now listen to this, "Return." Amen. The Lord don't beat them down. He says, just return. He said, return. "Ye backsliding children." Now watch this. "And I will heal your backslidings." Amen. The Lord just says, hey, listen, said, okay, prayer, supplication, crying out to the Lord. And he said, hey, just return. He said, turn around. Come back to me. Amen. Now listen to what he does. And he said, "I'm going to beat you to death for turning your back on me, for going around. I'm going to beat you down." No. He said, "Return to me." And he said, "I'm going to heal you of your backslidings." He said, "I'm going to show you how to not go there no more. I'm going to show you how to overcome these situations, how to overcome this desire of the flesh." He said, "I'm going to heal you from all that." He said, "I'm going to love you so much, praise God, that you'll forget about all that." He said, "If you'll just turn to me." Amen. "If you'll return to me." They were backslidden. They were ungodly and ungodliness. Amen. "Return, ye backsliding children." Now, he didn't say that they had backslid. This is in the plural. He said, backsliding. He said, "You've done this before." He said, "I brought you back." He said, "Let me bring you back again. And let me just love on you some more so you can get over this. So you won't go there." And I like this last part of verse 22. He said, "Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God." Amen. That old backsliding heifer, praise God, she looked up and she saw a magnificent God. And she said, "You know what, Lord? You're right. We're just old backsliders of heart. But God, we look up, we admonish you, said, behold, we come to you, Lord. Here we are. And we want you to help us. We want you to love us, praise God, because you art God. Thou art the Lord our God." That's a capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That's God Jehovah. He said, "You are God." And he said, "You're our God." Amen. He said, that's how a backslider fixes it with God. Amen. We come to God. We stop. We turn. We go to God. And we say, "God, here I am. Lord, I know you're the God. You're God. I know you're the Lord. And I want you to help me. I want you to forgive me. Lord, will you forgive me?" Amen. And you know what he'll do? He'll embrace you. He'll love you. He'll draw you unto himself. And he'll care. He'll love you in so many ways. Praise God, you'll have to like some of them. Amen. And he'll just pull you day by day, strengthen you, give you the help you need. That's how we know when we're, this is how we know when we're backsliding. These things that we used to do, those things that we used to have in our life, praise God, but we turn from those. Amen. We begin to lose those things in a relationship. We lose our relationship with the Lord. But Jeremiah says, praise God, there's a God of heaven told me to tell you that you can get it back. Amen. And Jeremiah mentions backsliding so much because Israel done it so much. But he said, you know what? He's that God still loves you and he wants to help you. And he wants to keep you from sliding back. Amen. God wants to get you to a place where you're pressing forward. Amen. Pressing up, pressing onward for his glory in these last days we live. Amen. He wants to help us today, children, what he wants to do. And now we know, praise God, we know what to watch. See, the devil's fault me about preaching this, My goodness, he fought me all week. He said, don't preach yes. He said, you'll upset the people. I said, glory be to God. If it upset them, tell them how to not get in a backslid condition. Praise God, they need to be upset. Amen, so that they can get right with God, so we can press on together. Amen, now we know. We just need to have that zeal for God and just keep pressing on day after day with the help of the Lord, realizing, amen, praise God, that we're not going to, not of those that turn away, not of those that turn back, but the ones that lets God help us day by day to just keep marching forward and just keep marching on. Amen.